Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and coming Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The two scripture readings that I'd like to share with you is the first one from Romans chapter 13, as I had mentioned. Paul writes, "And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put off the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light." And then also from Matthew 24, the words of our Savior Jesus, he says, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." Don't sleep through this sermon. Wake up. Keep watch. Our Lord and Savior Jesus is speaking to us a very important message. Maybe you know somebody like Theodore. Theodore was a young boy. He was our son's David's age, and he went to school with Theodore when we were at the seminary in St. Louis. Theodore, we called him Teddy, was extremely allergic to bees. At one time, he had been stung by a bee and almost died. And so he was very, very frightened of bees. And so he was very aware of when something was flying around, whether it was a bee or not. He certainly stayed very awake to what was there, and he was armed with the EpiPen, just in case that he got a bee sting. Well, I'd like to talk to you about bees tonight, but not the stinging kind of bees. I'd like to talk to you about the Advent bees. As our scriptures speak to us tonight, it speaks to us about being aware, it talks to us about being awake, and it talks to us about being armed. The Advent bees for tonight. First of all, Paul writes, "Be aware, understand the present time." Boy, Teddy certainly knew if he heard any buzzing whatsoever, he was very aware of what was happening around him, and he knew that he needed to watch out for those kinds of things. Be aware. How aware are we as we live in our present world? How aware are we of all the different things that are going on that might take us away from our Lord and Savior Jesus, or are taking others away from our Lord and Savior Jesus? There's so many things of life issues and marriage issues and political issues and all these things that are going on in our world today that are so against what God would have us to do. How aware are we? I hope we're not like the people of Jesus' day. Jesus said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man." They knew nothing about what it would be. Do you realize that ark was a football and a half, a football field and a half long? It was half a football field wide. It was 3 stories tall, 45 feet tall. We read in Genesis that it took Noah about 100 years to build it. And the animals, when they came 2 by 2, God sent them onto the ark. Don't you think that that caused a little bit of a ripple and people wondering about it? Don't you think that Noah, he's called in 2 Peter, a preacher of righteousness, that Noah wasn't asked oftentimes, "Hey, Noah, what you building? Hey, Noah, what you doing? There's no water within 100 miles from here. Why are you building such a big boat?" 522 railroad boxcars could fit inside of that. Have you ever been stopped by a railroad? Counted the cars that go by? 522 of them. This is a huge boat that's there. But what Jesus says is, as obvious as that was, as obvious as Noah building that ship was there, people just went on and did their regular stuff. It wasn't so much information as it was attitude. What Jesus is talking about here as far as being aware is, what's our attitude towards the things of this world? How do we react to all the different things that are in our world today? This object lesson that God had for those people, it didn't work because they had the attitude of, I don't care, whatever, it's not about me anyway. You do your own thing and that's it. Jesus would come to us today and remind us he's coming again. The wonderful season of Advent is not just getting ready for Christmas. Yes, he came, but Advent also is he continues to come to us as he comes tonight in his word and in his sacraments. And he's coming again. And that's what Jesus is talking about in our gospel reading for tonight. Are you ready? Do you see the signs? Do you know that our Lord and Savior Jesus is coming again, and he's coming soon? He says, don't be like those people in Noah's day. Don't be apathetic about the message that's there. Don't be apathetic about the sinfulness and the things that are going on in our world today. Apathy is not what our reaction should be, but awareness of what it is that's happening. It might be that there is this whole complacency and indifference. It doesn't make any difference. Jesus tells us, love the Lord your God. Oftentimes people will say the opposite of love is hate. Actually, the opposite of love is indifference. I don't care. What a terrible way to react to our Lord and Savior Jesus, who comes and says, be ready. I'm coming soon. I want to take you to your eternal home in heaven. What a terrible reaction to have apathy or complacency or indifference. The flood came and took them all away, Jesus says, and this is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man, so you also must be ready. Ready. Ready in a world in which it's easy to conform. The text that we're reading tonight, Paul writes in Romans 13. In Romans 12, Paul will write, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Advent is a time for transformation, a time for reminding us of what Jesus came and did and what he's coming to do and how he continues to come for you and for me. Be aware that time is coming soon, and be aware of the things that are around us in this world. The night is nearly over and the day is almost here. And so Jesus speaks to us in these words in Romans 13. The hour has come for you to wake up, because your salvation is nearer now than when you first believed. We have smoke detectors, smoke alarms in our houses. We have CO2 alarms in our homes as well. Do you sleep soundly? Some people sleep so soundly a tornado could take the roof off of the house and they'll sleep through it. But Jesus comes and says, make sure you wake up. Make sure you're aware of the things that are happening in the world. Make sure that you're aware that when I come, that you are ready for my coming. For my coming is very, very near. I don't know if you've noticed on the rearview mirror of your car or not, and I hope that maybe you can read that. Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. When you see that in your car tonight as you're driving home or tomorrow or whatever, that's a good Advent reminder. Jesus is closer than when he first appeared. Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. And he is coming to take us to be with him forever in heaven. Be aware of the world in which we live in. Be awake and wake up to the things that would take us away from him or direct us away from them. Do not conform, but be transformed. Be aware. Be awake. And then he says, be armed. Let us live decently in as in the proper and daytime, not carousing or getting drunk, not sinning nor sexually living wildly, nor quarreling or being jealous. But the hour has come for you to wake up. It is almost here. Let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. You see, we're armed. God gives to us the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the shield of faith, all the Christian soldier's armor that's there. He prepares us and he gets us ready to be aware and awake and to be armed. Armed with the precious word of God. Armed with that word of God that we can withstand those temptations and the different things that the devil would come. The night is nearly over. The day is here. Be armed. Christianity is an active thing. It's an active thing that we continue to grow. We continue to read that word. We continue to grow in our faith, and we continue to encourage one another. It's not a passive thing of sleeping, but it's an active thing of being aware and awake and armed. Armed so that we are ready. Armed so that we can warn others. Armed like Noah in his day, knowing that that time would come and being ready for that time. This could be the day. It's interesting, one of our senators had that on his desk, a wooden plaque that was there. I'm not real sure what the senator thought when it said, this could be the day. I'm hoping that he was a Christian. And if he was a Christian, that's a great Advent message. This could be the day. You know, for some of our loved ones, the day has already come. The Lord has taken them to their eternal home in heaven. This could be the day either that our earthly life ends, or it could be the day that Jesus comes and takes us once again. The Advent message, the Advent encouragement, the Advent invitation that Jesus comes and says, be aware, be awake, be armed, because this could be the day. This could be the day that he comes to take us to be with him forever in heaven. This could be the day, and so be armed. Remember the blessings of your baptism. Did you notice we have three baptismal banners? We have a family that their three children will be baptized tomorrow morning. They're aware and awake and armed because of that baptism. What a joy. Remember your baptism and the blessing of your baptism. It's a daily blessing. It's a daily blessing where every day we die to sin and rise with Christ and we are with him. Be aware, be awake, be armed with that word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We teach it to our children. We read it ourselves. We hear it, and God blesses us as we read that word. I hope you came here tonight to hear that word again and to be armed and to be aware. The Lord's Supper. Next weekend, again, Saturday night, we'll have the Lord's Supper as he feeds us with his true body and blood for the strengthening of our faith and for that being aware and awake and armed. And of course, prayer. Be armed with prayer. Prayer, that communication with our Heavenly Father of knowing of his great love and his great care for us, speaking to him and being in communication with him no matter where we are, and always in that way. The Advent time. The Advent time. The Advent bees of reminding us, be aware of what time it is. The time is near for our Lord and Savior to come. Be awake. Understand the things that are happening in our world and be very awake and cautious about the things that are there. And yes, remain armed. Remain armed and arm your children and arm your family and arm your neighbors and arm your coworkers and share Jesus with them so that they too may be aware and awake and armed. The Advent bees given to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus, who loves us and has that home prepared for us. May the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds aware, awake, and armed unto life everlasting. Amen.